Welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm going to be keeping it very brief with you guys, probably a little under 15 minutes, and I'm just going to be talking to you guys about how I've been experiencing a lot of burnout and fatigue when it comes to content creation and script writing. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, welcome back to the podcast, episode 34? Yeah, 34. And like how I explained in the intro, yeah, I've just been experiencing a lot of burnout lately. Well, not necessarily burnout, just I don't know what to do with my content. I know that I want to keep making films, but it's been very tough to get something on the page. It's only until about yesterday that I've actually been starting to like type out screenplays again, which has been a long time. It's been about almost 2 months since I've done that. And as far as content goes with the director's log and trying to learn how to do vlogging and everything and trying to just put more content out on the channel and figure out how to make the video is interesting has been very difficult, as my life is pretty boring, so I don't really know what to put in the vlog, so a lot of them will be probably pretty short, like 6 to 10 minutes tops. With this upcoming one coming this Saturday, I'm barely gonna have, like, I don't know, I don't think I'll even have, like, close to 10 minutes of footage, so I don't know. I don't know if that video will perform very well, but we'll have to see. Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about. It's just been very tough. Like how I've stated before in the past, I got some ideas written on paper. It's just a matter of fleshing them out, and that's the hardest part. I've been having trouble forcing myself to actually sit down and type something out, and it's been a while since I filmed something. Last movie I put on the channel was around my birthday, so that was October, late October, so that's coming up on 3 months almost. So I'm definitely feeling that itch again to make another film. It's just been pretty hard to get anything across on the page, and I got some story ideas, but like I've stated before, it's just fleshing them out that's getting difficult. Like, I want them to be structured well, I want them to have good endings and everything, and well-written characters, well-written to the best of my ability. And yeah, that's just about it. I'm currently working on episode 2 of The Twilight Zone, finally. We're next month, actually, on this day, I believe. Yeah, on this day next month, yeah, we'll be 1 year since the release of Twilight Zone episode 1, and ironically we were supposed to have episode 2 come out in March of 2020, but as we all know, that just wasn't the case. So it'll be nice to hop back into that series and hopefully get it revived and jumpstarted again, hopefully get something going for us, because I don't really see the director's log taking off too quickly. I feel like it's definitely going to be something that is definitely a long-term goal, and it's definitely going to be building over time, so we'll just have to wait and see where that takes us. Now, as far as academics go, I've had to put school on hold for a little bit, and I'm currently looking for a job to help pay for my tuition, and that's proven to be a whole nother problem within itself, and as it is something very new to me, this is my first time getting a job, so I'm very new to everything, and I'm still getting used to how everything works and how you should be doing things. So that's been very tough and a little stressful, trying to find a job to just so I can get back on track and go back to school as soon as possible, hopefully next fall, but well, if weather permitting. But yeah, I don't know. It's just been very hard, I'll be very honest. I mean, taking a break from school, trying to find the job, and in the meantime, just pretty much just stuck around the house. Don't really have much to do, so it's pretty much just been fairly boring for the past couple weeks, and that in turn results in some boring videos, which I don't want to bore you guys. I definitely, like I've said in the beginning, I'd like to think every content creator wants to make content that isn't a waste of people's time. And I feel like for the most part, my past like few videos, actually, even before I started the director's log, have been a waste of time. Not necessarily Watchful Eye has performed well, but I'm talking about like the Friday the 13th video and the past couple of vlogs. Now, I will admit that I am generally pleased with the response to the director's log. While the numbers are low, I am appreciating the amount of feedback that I've been getting from people saying whether they liked it or whether there's some things that I could work on. Haven't gotten any haters yet, so we'll take that as it comes along. So I'm just trying to figure out what the next best like thing is. Like, I'm kind of, as the title of this podcast is going to suggest, I'm running on empty, and I really don't know what to do. Like, I know what to do. It's just a matter of figuring out how to do it, because I got those ideas, I got the films. It's just a matter, things take time. That's really all this is coming down to, is that things are just taking time, and I just gotta trust the process, and hopefully everything works out, because I definitely do want to get the Twilight Zone episode out. It's been a long time coming, and it's been extremely overdue, so that's something that I definitely want to work on. It's just been very difficult to find a story that worked, not only story work, but do it. Does the character work, and do the themes, and does the ending work, and everything. That's been very difficult, as I do want to, as I make more films, like any aspiring filmmaker, everybody wants to progress as they continue to work. That's really all that anybody can really hope for. And so far, I can say, even with just the two films and even the director's log, I can already see some improvement in the way I tell stories, not just from a visual standpoint, but when I'm actually in front of the camera and just talking about stuff. That actually really helps. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the director's log. I wanted to do something a little more personal. Not only that, but I wanted to kind of get over my fear of camera shyness and shyness in general, as it really has helped, and at times it's been actually very therapeutic, as it's very cool to be able to express yourself and just let all that stuff out, and then I can choose whether to leave it in or not, or cut out some parts. I'm even running on empty on the podcast, as I did not know what to come up with for this episode. Hopefully this happens, but I'm trying my best to plan some more guest-related episodes on this podcast. It's really just a matter of planning, and just like 2020, 2021 is pretty much going to be the same, in the sense that it's going to be pretty hard to plan things with people, and it's really just a matter of people's schedules and flexibility and how comfortable they feel doing it. So, I mean, I'm going to try my best to get more guests on the podcast, because as I've mentioned before in previous episodes, I feel like I'm better when I have other people talking on the microphone with me, because I'm not just talking to myself and bouncing ideas off of a wall. I actually have somebody to bounce ideas off of. So, I don't know. We'll take that as it comes too. I mean, I don't know. If you guys can already tell, like, I needed this episode. I just needed to take the time to explain some things. If you guys can hear it in my voice already, like, I'm just exhausted for the time being, and I'm just very confused and just trying to figure out what to do. and it's been a little exhausting, a little frustrating, very confusing, and I'm just hoping that everything works out. So far, for the time being, I really haven't been doing much. I've really just been lying around the house, either trying to write or trying to film something for the director's log to get some sort of content for my videos, coming up with the podcast ideas, watching movies. I've even started reading books. I mean, granted, I just started, or I'm finally in the process of finishing a book I got months ago, so I've been reading that. It's a biography on George Lucas, so it's been pretty entertaining so far. Let's see. Really nothing else has been going on. I've been helping Josh and Caden with the content on their channel. Josh actually just started his YouTube channel, The Kingsman, so if you guys are listening to this and you want to check out his content, feel free to check out his first video. He really only has 3 videos up. One of them is official and is a channel trailer, but I've been talking with him a little bit, and we're hoping to get him on some sort of schedule and get some more content to you guys as soon as possible. So yeah, that's pretty much been about it. All I've been really doing is just trying to work on my content, helping friends with theirs, and just trying to figure out what the next step is, as I'm hitting a lull type moment in my life right now. I don't really have too much going on, and everything is just, I'm very bored. Bottom line is, yeah, I'm just extremely bored, and I just, oh man, I just need to take this time, and I just need to recharge and think things over and hopefully come at things with a new energy and new perspective. I don't know whether that means just to take a break for a little bit and not do anything, or I don't know. But then again, I'm not even doing much to begin with. So it's, I don't know. Like I've said before, it's very confusing. I think definitely what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to take this coming week and just sort of just hit the reset button and just try and just think and figure out where my priorities are, because it's very hard for me it's becoming a little hard for me to balance both my love for film and the podcast with my personal life, as I definitely need to put my personal life first, and definitely more so now that I'm looking for a job. And it's hard because I want to get the job, because not only do I want to pay for school and go back to school, but I also want to help pay for like equipment and stuff, and to improve my content to help grow and improve as a filmmaker, as an artist, and right now I just feel like I'm very fogged up, and I don't really know what to do. I'm very stuck, and yeah, I just need to take a break for a little bit and just kind of figure out what my priorities are. Alright guys, that is it for this week's episode. Sorry if it was very brief and it sounded like I was very much out of it. I very much am. And yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm just trying to figure things out and just hoping for the best for things. And I just got to take time and just, like I said, trust the process, and everything will work itself out. But for right now, I'm just tired, I'm confused, and I just really need to recharge to come back swinging and just finally make better content and just improve some things, not just for film but for my life in general. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. It means the world to me. Every single one of you take the time out of your day to listen. I will catch you guys in the next one. Thank you.